Welcome, everybody, to the fifth episode of After Dark Gaming Podcast. I'm Josh, and tonight we are joined by Andrew, hey. Lexi, and Sean. How are y'all doing today?
Hey.
Pretty good.
I'm here.
Yeah. What the hell am I doing here?
Did you wake up in a drunken stupor again?
Why does it always have to be about him? Why?
Did you wake up in a drunken stupor?
I wish.
I can ask you the same question, so I mean, we can turn this podcast around and be like, how did your day start, you know?
Oh, well, it started with me waking up, going to Walmart, you know how it usually goes.
Oh, was it the bad Walmart or the new Walmart?
No. And it's not even new anymore, it's like 10 years old, but no.
The sad part is, I went to Walmart today, too, so we have
something in common today.
I went and bought two bags of, chicken burritos for like $3 a pop. They were good.
Nice. Oh man,
that actually sounds good.
It does.
Great story, and you can tell it to your children.
I know, right?
Very well.
I'm not gonna lie. I didn't go to Walmart. I'm out.
Neither did I.
Man, you guys are missing out.
Nah, we all know Andrew went to Best Buy and Kmart, if they have those in Pennsylvania.
Oh, they do.
Okay, then you went to Best Buy and Kmart. I was stuck in bed because I've been sick the past couple days, unfortunately. So
I was about to say, do they have Best Buys up there? Because they're starting to become an endangered species as of late.
There's still one near me. I don't go there often, but, you know.
Hey, Sean, before we get to introductions, what's going to be a more endangered species, North Korea or Best Buy?
Best Buy. Because as long as Dennis Rodman over there, again, he's a national treasure and all, you know, he's the rebound king of the NBA. So,
I don't get it. Why? They hate America and yet they love an American. Why? I don't get it.
They do have a Hillary Clinton BFF, you know, bracelet around that. They're like, no more. So,
freaking, oh my God, North Korea, just stop.
Just remember, guys. North Korea won the coin toss, and they elected to receive. Everything will be fine.
It'll be 9/11 times 2,356.
That was a little dark there.
Yeah.
A little bit.
nobody watched Team America.
No.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Long.
So, besides that, though, everybody here, we're recording on a Monday night, and as usual, we will usually have on Monday nights a semi-regular people, meaning that they're not part of the main cast. Well, they are.
Some of them are.
And of course, one regular person. So,
wow.
Of course,
we're not
I want
special
to...
enough. I feel like hurt.
You're on the podcast, so you're special. How else was your day?
Let's just do the default. How awful, how good, you know, just tell me, please.
So we're going to just go around, do introductions, what game you're playing, and the question of the day. Question of the day is going to be, if you could change one thing in a gaming genre, what would it be? And you cannot say, I would get rid of the gaming genre, and you cannot say, I would get rid of EA.
Well, damn it, you stole my answer
right
there.
Yeah. Dang, all right. Well, no, I've got a better one, so okay.
Legitimately think of something. So.
All right.
I'm Josh. I haven't played a video game at all in the past week because I have been very sick. So, I'm just...
Being sick seems like more of an excuse to play video games than to not play video games.
Not when you have a fever.
When you have a fever. Still manage that one, I mean.
Overachievers over here.
Yeah.
Look, not at this.
Yeah.
But if I had to change one thing about a video game genre, I would pick the fighting game genre. And I would make it where spamming was no longer a viable option, such as whenever you push the long range attack, it does nothing. That it doesn't do damage. Yeah, it will stun you. It will help you get combos, all that. But I think fighting games have gotten completely ridiculous and gone away from their origins. So there you go.
Their origins, which is what?
You know, face-to-face Mortal Kombat fatality. Not, I'm going to shoot you from across the screen, have fun trying to get to me.
Are you kidding me? That happened all the time back in the 90s in the arcades. Sonic Boom! Sonic Boom! Sonic Boom!
And that's why I said you can get rid of it.
I don't know. Like, I've noticed that a lot of the characters are broken, like, more so than what they used to be, because now it's just like, oh, let me just punch you up in the air and then just kick your butt, and you can't recover from that, so have fun. And I think that's why I'm getting tired of it.
The fighting games I tend to see, well, at least the people I hang around that seem to play, are kind of the classic 2D, you know, Capcom games, like the Street Fighter versus whatever, the Capcom versus whatever, Marvel, whatever. Those are the ones I see play. I mean, they haven't really changed over the years that much, except they look a little bit prettier, but other than that, I mean, the SNKs, Capcom games of the world, I mean, that's what I see people I know play, so...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So. Anyway, so that's all for me. So let's go to Sean. We'll start with you. So, how you doing, Sean? What game you playing? And one thing you could change.
Well, I don't know if this speaks how sad my day was today, but I kind of spent most of the day, when I wasn't trying to find employment, which is, believe me, my first priority. But as depressing as that is, I said, you know what? I'm going to go on a nostalgic trip and just start listening to theme songs from animated shows I watched when I was a kid and started singing along with the lyrics. That's how sad my day was. So for most of the day, I was like, gummy bears bouncing here and there, everywhere.
Wow.
Living my Disney afternoon.
That sounds like a good day.
That does sound like a good day.
Epic.
Please tell me you were listening to that while at Walmart.
My day, warriors of my night. We were
Darkwing Duck.
We were sworn to protect, frozen in stone by a magic spell for 1,000 years. I'm not Keith David. I had a question. There was a question in there, wasn't there?
Yeah, what video game have you been playing, if you've been playing a video game?
Well,
and
I'm still playing Yakuza 3. Because the Yakuza series is great and awful at the same time, because, you know, literally the main plot can be completely ignored, and you can take children to get ice cream and play baseball with them and search for a lost dog, and it has no effect on the plot whatsoever. But, yeah, you can do those things if you wish and try to get 100% completion and all these things. But, yeah, well, as soon as I finish it, eventually I will get to Yakuza 4 because it's fun. I like the fighting. I like the fighting of the game. It's just the idea where you could take a bicycle and beat a guy over the head with it constantly. It's a very satisfying way to play a game, except the random encounters are very strange. But, anyway, I already said that before last time. Which I'll probably say again for Yakuza 4. But what would I... What was the question again? What would I do with what? The genre?
If you could change something in one gaming genre, whether it be like fighting, FPS, RPG, what would be that one thing?
There's lots of crap I want to change in video games today.
Well, change one thing.
Okay, well... I'm gonna cheat and do two things. One... I don't know. This is kind of a general complaint. Video games tend to look all the same nowadays. Like, it's really hard for anything to stand out. So it's almost impossible to tell what's good nowadays unless you play it yourself and make up your own mind. So it's like, but you know what I really would want to change, and because I'm so damn sick of it, I would put like a cease and desist on zombies for at least like a decade.
I knew you were going to say that.
No, I'm dead serious. It's like, I mean, listen, I like Walking Dead, and I'm not, but it's like, does every goddamn game have to have zombies? Like,
I'm starting to agree with you on that one, Sean. I thought about it. Even Injustice, Gods of Among Us are going to start having zombie skins. So I can see that.
Yakuza got a spin-off game where you do nothing but fight zombies. Red Dead Redemption, one of the most fun sandbox games I've ever played, including Grand Theft Auto and all that. Like, I love that. They said, we're going to make a sequel that has zombies in it. And it felt so empty to me. It's like, this is so senseless. And I know that's what video games are allowed to be sometimes, but it's just gotten to the point where I just don't care. I don't want to fight zombies anymore. Can we go? I literally want to go play Pac-Man now because I feel some sense of normalcy or just anything, just to get away from the
We get it.
So yeah,
understand.
For 10 years, no zombies, none. That's it.
Well, you can keep wishing that one, so unfortunately, but
hey,
I think it's just because it's just the hot topic item right now. It's been for the past 10 years, and it's just made popular because of Resident Evil and World at War.
Can we go a year where there's not 6-7 zombies? I'm sorry. Can we go 1 year? 1 year,
possibly.
One.
So, while we wait to see if that year will actually happen, which means it's going to just keep resetting. Lexi, how you doing today? What game you playing, and one thing you would change?
Well, I'm fine. Doing great today. Just a little busy. Had to go to Walmart. Woo, that was a trip within itself. But anyway.
Whoa, deja vu.
The game I'm playing is Tomb Raider. I picked it up last week. I am loving that game like you wouldn't believe. I don't know what it is. It's just awesome. I don't know. I mean, it's like a cross between Far Cry and Uncharted, although it's not as creepy as Far Cry. So, I mean, I can't really complain. but as for, like, what I would change,
yeah.
Can we get rid of Call of Duty? Like, just kill it off, like, completely? I guess I'm just tired of first-person shooters in general. Me, it's just like, if it moves, shoot it. If it breathes, shoot it. If it looks at you wrong, shoot it. Just kill everything on the screen. It all needs to die. And it's like, you know, I'd like a little more story than that. Like, I've had people tell me, Call of Duty 2, the story was amazing. What story? I'm still looking for it. So, I don't know. I'm just, first-person shooters need to die for a bit. I'm done.
I love you. Thank you.
No problem.
I felt that way for years now.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Like, I've already had it this year. Like, when's the new Call of Duty coming out? And I've told people, never, because I'm hoping that it's done. That finally they stuck a fork in it and, like, it's done. We're finished. But I don't know if that's going to happen. It's not. I know it's not. Activision's going to come out and go, look, Call of Duty, poop. You know, everybody will play it, too. So that's where I am with that.
I makes sense. Even though I enjoy FPS, it's to me, it's just because, you know, 360 and all that is just popular over in America, and that's all you're going to see versus, like, Japan or something with RPGs, MMOs, all that. So,
yeah.
But I agree that, you know, it's the Call of Duty effect. I mean, it's happening to Assassin's Creed, so. But
I've got,
yeah,
like,
so.
Mixed feelings about this new Assassin's Creed, but I think
Didn't we just get an Assassin's... I mean, literally, am I so, like, depraved of like, time? Like, didn't we just get that third one?
We did.
Last year. Actually, this one comes out almost to the year of the last one. That's why I was like, come on, guys, can I breathe for a little bit?
Yeah.
Nope. Because that'd be like...
Replay some of the old ones I can remember.
What, get some extra money?
Really?
No, you have to buy a new game.
Yeah,
yep.
That's what it is. Damn it.
Yep. So, but outside of our rants for Assassin's Creed for another day with Assassin's Creed, let's go to Andrew. Andrew, what game you playing? How are you? And one thing you would change.
All right, well, in no particular order, I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, stop eating the string. You're supposed to play with the string and eat the cookie.
I'll do what I want.
Excuse me.
No.
I got to play with the fun. Jeez.
The game I've been playing lately is one that a friend introduced me to that I had never heard of, called Last Rebellion, which is a JRPG that has one of the worst game stories I've ever been exposed to. But it's still pretty fun because of the unique combat system.
Yeah.
Anyways, one thing that I would change about gaming genre. Where to start?
You can steal my answer if you want. I mean, you don't feel free.
Yeah, I've been thinking about stealing someone's answer. Actually, I think I'll just steal Lexi's answer. I'm going to go with Call of Duty because that's annoyed me for so long. how they can't come up with anything new than, hey, here's a new subset of people to shoot at. Yeah, they're practically the same people you've been shooting at for the past however many years, but, you know, we've got a different gun in this one. Or you...
Yeah.
It's
you killed Menendez in the second one. Here's his son.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's what they come up with every single time. It's like,
it's ridiculous how they try to claim that these are new games when they're just releasing the same thing over and over again.
You killed his favorite second cousin. Big mistake.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
So, that makes sense. So, we're going to take a break right here. And when we come back,
we're taking a break.
Yes, we are taking a break. Go play your Yakuza game. Still,
no, I've been playing that not much lately, but I will.
Regardless, we're still going to take a break, despite Sean's anger, hate, loathing of breaks. When we come back, we're going to go into our first segment of looking at games in 2013 and just picking out what games look like. They're going to be awesome, cool, so stay tuned. And welcome back to After Dark Podcast. Before we hop into our topic, just got a couple of game announcements for you coming out this week, and just some reviews from we've seen last week. First one, obviously, is Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider right now is holding a very, very strong 86% around the industry. Everybody's loving it. They say outside of a couple things of, like, quick time repetitive and just some slow moments, everybody has recommended to go get it. And right now, the highest rating is Game Informer giving it a 9.25, and the lowest is everybody else with, like, a 85. I mean, it's critically acclaimed, and will probably be game of the month. So, probably a game to go pick up. Next game, SimCity. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Right now, everybody's kind of going, well, I can't play it, so I kind of can't grade it. But for everybody who has played it, highest grade right now is Game Trailers, who gave it an 80. GameSpot gave it a 50. And they're saying it's holding a 71 C-minus average of, it's okay. SimCity was better back in the day, but...
Can you really give it a fair, like, review or rating, quote-unquote, if, like, half the people can't even play it? I mean...
Well, they've been getting on it now, and still... That's why a lot of them is, like, Kotaku literally has not yet, because we can't play it. But I think when they come back, it's going to be probably raised to about 75. That's
I tend to like Kotaku, because they say, is this a good game? They say, yes, and not, like, 9.25. Like, what makes it a 9 and a 9.237 carry the 4 apostrophe exclamation point?
Well, if it makes you feel better, Sean, PC Gamer gave it a 69 saying they didn't like it, so.
Well,
of course they didn't like it. They couldn't play it.
No, they actually were able to play it, and they're like, concerning everybody else, yeah, this is a horrible game.
And actually,
so,
PC Gamer, like...
not for everyone.
Well, PC Gamer rates their games, like, 50% is average. It doesn't mean it's a bad game, it just means it's average. It doesn't make it bad.
Still.
69 is, quote-unquote, above average.
Unless you're going by the A, B, C, D, F scale, so...
See, this is why I hate video game review ratings. They're all terrible. And I will say that every time I'm on here.
Yeah.
No. I prefer reviews that don't give a rating. They just go over the game
is.
This is
a 9.1 as opposed to a 9.0, so therefore it's better.
Well, that's why we also have 6-7 main industry ones reviewing and all that, not just looking at the game and relying like IGN. You can't spell ignorant without IGN.
IGN,
so
true. Final Fantasy 10, a 10. Out of 10.
Well, so, last games, though, let me finish this really fast, is I know there's a lot of fans on here who like Naruto and listen to our podcast.
I'm
so
not one of them.
I'm not either, but it came out last week, and it's holding a 77, a C-plus kind of rating, and everyone's saying, unless you're a Naruto fan, it's another typical fire. They say it's broken, like usual, so. And number 4, Castlevania Lords of Shadow, Mirror of Fate, it's holding a 73 or a C minus if you're going by that. A lot of them say it's kind of not fun, that it's very bland, very generic. The gameplay's gotten better, but they've drifted so far away. It's weird. So besides that, though, upcoming games is going to be Darkstalkers Resurrection for the Xbox Live Arcade and PSN March 12th and 13th. God of War Ascension on the PS3 March 12th. StarCraft II Heart of the Swarm March 12th for Windows and Mac. And LEGO City Undercover March 18th for Wii. So it's continuing that big, big trend of games coming out in March. And it only gets bigger with StarCraft and God of War, even though I'm not a fan of God of War.
Or StarCraft.
Let the flank bait begin. But regardless, though, let's go into our first topic of, in honor of daylight savings time, which I think needs to be destroyed because I lose an hour of sleep, we're going to just take a preview into 2013 of what games are going to be coming out, what interests us. So I'm going to say, Andrew, the spotlight is on you. You start us. What games look good coming out to you? Even if the dates are not announced. He's breaking under pressure.
Yes, I am. What was the question again?
I got one.
What?
Yes.
Screw it, I got one.
All right, we'll turn to Sean. Sean, what upcoming games look good to you?
I don't know, just like the one that really piques my interest and I really hope turns out to be really good is it's kind of an easy one that I think most people are kind of interested in is Watch Dogs. Watch Dogs, just it looks like it looks potentially it could be like a lot of fun, and I don't want to say innovative maybe, but it passes the eyeball test so far. And when something passes the eyeball test, usually you're going to get a lot of pre-orders and people are going to take a look at it. And I look at myself as a casual gamer. If you get my attention, you're doing something right. So Watch Dogs is one. And as ironic as this sounds, or hypocritical maybe, as I said, I want all zombie games to go away. I mean, I don't know if this technically counts as a zombie game, but, you know, Naughty Dog's The Last of Us, just because it's Naughty Dog. Who brought you Uncharted? So I love the Uncharted game, so therefore I'm not saying I'm going to automatically like The Last of Us, but hey, you know, what I've seen so far looks really good. The overall story, the atmosphere of the game, it looks intriguing, and, you know, definitely going to check that one out as well.
I have to agree with that.
And Grand Theft Auto V.
I thought that was 2014.
No, it's September 17th.
Wow. Huh. Awesome. Well, since you just told us the date, Lexi, it is your turn. Spotlight, flashlight, reload.
All right. I am definitely excited about The Last of Us. I think I fangirled pretty hard last year when they announced it.
Can we hear a fangirl example?
No. It's one of those that you probably have to be here. It was pretty loud. It scared everybody. Like, they were like, what's going on? I watched the trailer. I was done. Like, that is my game. I'm finished. And, like, everybody who comes in, what's The Last of Us about? I think they get a little scared because then I kind of start foaming at the mouth and I just can't get it all out fast enough. And so I kind of feel sorry for them. But, no, that's, like, the number one game I am so waiting for.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, you don't even know. And it's just one of those that even if it was just, I'm sure if Call of Duty made one with Naughty Dog, I'd buy it because I love Naughty Dog.
Yeah. Naughty Dog did bring us Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, they will forever be in my heart, you know. I love Uncharted. That's, like, my favorite series right now. If they ever announced Uncharted 4, I'd go fangirl scream on the floor. It's pretty bad.
Uncharted 4 on the PS4. It has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, and I'm done. I would go out and buy a PS4 probably that day. Like, you can't buy it, ma'am. You can, and I want it now.
and it will be released April 4th.
Yes.
2014. We all know, conspiracy theory, Uncharted 4 on the PS4, April 4th, 2014. Watch out.
I'm sorry, I'm humming a theme song.
Lots of Uncharted fans here, so.
Yeah.
Hey, again, casual gamer, you got my attention for three video games. You're doing something right.
Hey, Naughty Dog can do no wrong. I love Naughty Dog.
They can't.
You see,
and then,
EA, it's not that hard to make good games. Why can't you do it?
Hey!
See, they did with you know Mass Effect until they kind of ruined the third one.
That was EA. That was their BioWare.
No. BioWare was like, man, we got this. We're going to take our time with this game because we had an EA was like, put it out now. And so they had to, like, crap it out, like, really fast. And then, like, the ending got leaked, and EA started crying. We're like, you need to fix it. So they just put together this crappy, like, ending and was like, here you go. And I was like, why are you going to kill my favorite game series? I hate you guys. So that game has, like, forever been EA'd, and, oh.
It's bad when you can use a company in a verb term. You've been EA'd.
I don't feel bad because I didn't get into the Mass Effect series, so when I heard the horrible ending that was of Mass Effect 3, I was like, well, I didn't waste years of my life looking forward to this, so I don't feel empty inside. I feel good about myself still. Because at the end of the day, no matter what you did in the first two games, like, it literally... It doesn't freaking matter.
No,
it's like, fine is it anyway?
Whether you have gay, homosexual sex on your spaceship, it doesn't matter what happens.
Well, it may change the colors to pink. I mean, you never know. That was the ending. So, I will say because Andrew is a horrible, horrible person, and he just forgot the question completely and blank. I'll go personally outside of obligatory BioShock Infinite and Pokemon XY.
Woo.
Deadpool. Why haven't either of you... Sean, you have depressed me. Deadpool looks amazing.
Okay, first of all, about Deadpool. I want Deadpool to be a really, really good game.
That's why I said, we're hoping. It doesn't change the fact that it might suck,
Who's making that game again?
Let me look it up, actually.
I don't know. Like, I'm scared. Like, yeah, Deadpool, but I'm so scared it's going to be another Duke Nukem and Aliens. It's just they're going to hype it up, and it is going to be like the worst game ever. It's going to be in there with Aquaman for the Xbox. I mean, seriously.
Whoa.
Hey, I know. Actually, there is no concern because the people who made War for Cybertron and Fall of Cybertron are making Deadpool.
Okay, so now that I know that it has at least a chance.
And it's High Moon Studios. And
okay.
I played both of those, and I loved both those games.
Those were really good. I'm scared.
I can attest that those games are really good. I played very little of them, but I can attest that they are... It's like, wow, a Transformers game you've been wanting to play all your life, and it's actually here.
Right, so I think we have a chance to say Deadpool looks to be good, and if it's anything like its Transformers counterparts... In the sense of just gameplay, devotion, all that. It'll have its jokes, and it will be pretty awesome. And I'm not going to lie, I can't wait to see Deadpool just bounce up and down on, like, an inflatable castle.
Mic drop!
And my favorite part, one of my top three favorite Marvel characters outside of Deadpool are in there. Cable.
Well, yeah, Cable and Deadpool go together like peanut butter and jelly.
Or Rorschach and Deadpool.
That's two different worlds, and so therefore you wouldn't have Rorschach and Deadpool. But, just as a fanboy, comparison, you couldn't have them in the same universe, because due to the fact that Rorschach died at the end of Watchmen, so therefore you could...
It's a prequel. But that's my game that I'm really, really excited for, and I can't wait to see. So, outside of that, Andrew, your turn.
We're back to me again?
Yep.
All right, having heard a couple of those titles, a few of them I have been a little excited about, particularly Watch Dogs. I remember seeing...
Watch Dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing the trailer for it way back when, and I thought, wow, that looks incredible. I must have this. Why is this not out yet? What's the hold up here? Oh, wait, it's only been 5 minutes? Oh, never mind. I guess I can wait a little longer. Where is it?
I guess my question for that game, was that built for next gen? Because I know it's coming out on PS3 as well. Okay, it's coming out for both the PS3 and the PS4. So, I guess my ultimate question is, am I really getting a much better game experience if I got it on the PS4, or should I just go ahead and get the PS3 version? That's kind of my you know, my big question right now. Because, like, if it's a good game, it's a good game. How pretty it looks is irrelevant to me. Like, how good a game looks is nice. Obviously, you don't want it to have, like, graphics from 10 years ago. But at the same time, it's like, I want to have a fun, engaging experience.
It's going to be a cusp game, essentially. It's going to show the end of, you know, this console's generation cycle, but really open it up for the next ones, I mean.
I want to go to Wrigley Field. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just hope there's something where I can go to Wrigley Field, because it takes place in Chicago. It's like,
yeah.
I want to go to Wrigley Field and just, like, do something. I don't care what it is. Just, like, I don't know why that's important to me all of a sudden. It's just, like, it would really make the
mess
game.
With the lights.
Right. Exactly.
But what else, Andrew?
Nothing else has really jumped out at me, I guess.
I have to say, just for my own benefit, there's a game I've looked at, and I'm not sure if it's going to be good, but the more attention I seem to it, the more that I really, really want to pick it up, and it looks like Star Trek will be good.
What will be good?
Star Trek.
What now?
There's a Star Trek game coming out.
Yeah.
Are we talking about a movie game, like, based off...
No, this is something else.
Well, it's based with the characters from
the... It's got the characters from the movie.
But it's not based on any movie. It's their own adventure.
Okay. Movie, franchise, video game. Bad. Warning!
Yeah.
Alert!
Yeah.
The thing is, though, is it's being made by Digital Extremes. And they've been helping out Epic Games, and they help make BioShock and Unreal Tournament.
No, Epic Games, never mind.
Oh, you lost one.
Yeah, never mind. I'm sorry, Epic Games. You've never made anything that just made me go, oh my god, you guys are awesome. So, I'm sorry, I'm done.
I mean, they help out, not 100%, you know. They helped bring the BioShock port to the PS3, or Unreal Championship, and the Unreal series, or Dark Sector.
Yeah, again, nothing's like, oh my god, this is just awesome.
The Darkness 2?
Just give up.
Well, it's just, regardless, it's going to be on the Unreal Engine. It does look good. So, like I said, though, that's a tentative. I want to see it, but I'm scared that it's going to be bad if we're going to get, like, Captain Kirk, like, Gears of War.
No.
Kind of.
No, you know what it'll be? It'll be just as bad as Aliens. Just horrible graphics, horrible story, horrible everything, and that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
Sad day. The other one I wanted to mention, too, is Injustice Gods Among Us looks actually really good. That one, they've had gameplay for the past every week. They're going to have, like, two... playable characters fight each other in a computer simulation. So far, it's been pretty good of what their character selections and stuff is going to be. And if you don't know what it is, it's basically the Batman's worst nightmare of Superman going rogue. Because
it's never happened in comic books ever before.
Ever. No.
Totally
I don't know what you're talking about, guys.
Well, in the sense of the story hasn't. The story is actually pretty good. They've had the preview comics and all that. Long story short, the Joker kills Lois Lane and Superman's unborn child.
No, you got it wrong.
Well, he causes Superman to kill
him. There you go.
I'm sorry.
That's what makes him go nuts.
Batshit crazy, no pun intended, for Batman.
He tricks Superman into killing Lois Lane and carrying his unborn child. Therefore, he becomes...
batshit crazy.
Exactly.
So, outside of that, of course, Pokemon X and Y, if you haven't got it...
We're not going to talk more about Injustice? We're going to go right to Pokemon?
Well, Injustice, I mean, they've shown gameplay. There's no other story to it. I mean, it looks good. I don't even know who it's published by. That I'm looking that up right now as we speak, but... I mean, is it...
We could use a good DC game once, like, ever. With the exception of Batman... What I mean is, like, overall, like, a DC Universe-type game, where it's, like, because the Batman... Recent Batman games like Arkham Asylum, Arkham City have been Lego freaking Batman, have been pretty good and fun to play.
But everything else has sucked.
But it's like, I mean...
Well, DC Universe Online, too. That one's pretty good, so...
What? Where have you been? No, it wasn't.
He's been playing that game.
No, when it went free, it became pretty good. Not when you have to pay. But it paid, you know, that 90%, I think, you know, the good... No, you're an ass game, but...
I don't know, that game was broke.
Sorry, DC Universe Online was so damn broken when it first got released. It just totally lost any momentum it had. Like, you would see, I would see clips from people playing that game, trying to try it out. Like, I don't know if you guys, like, watched the Spoony experiment. Spoony, like, created Dr. Insano. Dr. Insano fell through the freaking ground, and he had to fly back up, and he fell through it again. If he didn't have a...
Are you sure it wasn't his own mind since he was Dr. Insano?
No, the game was fucking broken, Josh. It was awful, and that's why nobody played it after that. It was just totally piece of crap. And, yeah, the only thing relatively a good Superman game I can remember that was not even, I don't even say good, but just was decent to play was the
Superman 64.
Oh, I should hit you in the mouth for that.
Yeah.
No, but this one was based off the animated series on PlayStation 2. It was like Superman.
If you say Superman Returns, I'm going to go movie game.
It was based off the animated series on the PS2. It was like Superman Apocalypse something or...
Oh, Apocalypse Now or something like that?
Oh, well, Apocalypse Now.
Wow, no. No, I don't think so.
No.
Superman in Vietnam. I love the smell of kryptonite in the morning.
Pretty much.
But no, yeah, it was like a simple game based off the MS series, and you had all his powers, and you did stuff, and it was decent.
And you did stuff.
Bought Metallo at the end.
You said for PlayStation 2, right?
Yes.
Man, it's not Man of Steel. Oh, Superman Shadow of Apocalypse.
There you go, Shadow of Apocalypse.
That's it. I thought it was Apocalypse Now. I'm silly. So
groundbreaking or anything, but, you know, you were Superman, and you had Superman problems you dealt with. You flew. You shot lasers from your eyes. Made sense.
Goku can still beat him. Anyway, sorry, I had to get that with him. But outside of that, though, on the Injustice, though, it is made by the guys NetherRealm, who made Mortal Kombat.
That's why I'm excited. I like Mortal Kombat. I don't know.
The new Mortal Kombat, not the previous ones, like Mortal Kombat 28,000, you know. No, no.
And now, as long as it's not like Mortal Kombat versus DC, I think I'll be okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Lexi, I'm very sad that you mentioned that game. That's like Ant mentioning Superman 64. If we're on sucky games...
Okay, you can't compare everything to Superman 64, all right? Not every game is that bad. Whether
Aquaman was. I'm sorry. Anyways, like, oh, he could summon Cthulhu. Yeah, bullshit.
Try to fly through 100 rings or you die. No, nothing tops that, sir. Nothing tops that.
Yeah, sure. Keep telling yourself that.
No, have you played Superman 64? Have you actually rented that from your local Blockbuster and tried to play that? Or have you
returned it? And I didn't even own an N64. It was at a friend's house. We're like, hell no. We're going back for Paperboy.
For Ocarina of Time.
Well, it was like a family video, so they weren't going to have that.
Wait, what?
That's where we rented it from. This was back in the day when it was family video and, you know, Lexi knows what I'm talking about.
What do you mean? What do you mean they wouldn't have Ocarina of Time?
Because it would always be rented out.
Oh, okay. I thought you said they didn't stock it at all. It's like, it's...
No. That they just...
And don't talk bad about family video. I knew that entire, like, staff. I love those people. No. But yeah, I know. Because, like, every time I'd go in there to get, like, Super Smash Brothers, I never freaking had it.
It was on indefinitely.
Yeah. It's already rented out. Who is this motherfucker keeps renting it? I'm serious. I need this game.
With in-store checkout. Let's go. But any other games at all? Y'all interested?
The new One Piece game.
Oh, One Piece.
I mean, it's more pirate. It's Pirate Warriors 2, so, you know.
It's probably a better pirate game than Assassin's Creed 4 is going to be.
Hey, I'm excited about Assassin's Creed 4. Will I buy it off the bat? Probably not, but I'll play it eventually.
We all know you're going to employee checkout it and then decide if you're going to buy it. We all know this. Admit it.
I don't know. I really don't. I might.
Or you're going to go, ooh, Resident Evil Revelation for the system. I'm going to check that out instead.
No, then I'll just hang myself if I checked out another Resident Evil game. I'm sorry. I don't like Resident Evil. That's another one that needs to die.
But you're
my franchise, I know, but no, I'm just...
It's just a reboot.
But you're the master of unlocking.
It just needs to go away for a bit, I think.
It does. Yeah. It does.
I'm sorry, guys. I love you, but yeah, Capcom, stop.
That's the problem. They did stop.
Yeah, they stopped
everything else.
Caring.
Yeah, pretty much. So, okay, well then, that's pretty much what we got for a 2013 preview. We're gonna take a break, and when we come back for our final segment, we're gonna talk about EA and the earthquake that happened for SimCity and what this has for the future of video games. So, stay tuned. We're back for our final segment for tonight's podcast. Before we hop on it, we got a couple headlines that came out this week. Anything you want to look up, just go Google it. I'm not going to spoon feed you. I'm sorry. But Wednesday, the new Deadpool trailer came out. Looks pretty awesome, as we mentioned earlier. Thursday, the Dead Space 3 Awakening DLC was revealed, and it's going to come out this week on March 12th. Friday, for all you Facebook players, the Marvel Avengers Alliance Spec Ops 7 went live. You have 20 days to finish it. Saturday, the Piston was revealed to be at a whopping $1,000. And if you want more room, you can pay an extra $750. You can go have your Piston. Yeah, no. And Sunday, Toonami had a lot of big announcements for all you anime fans out there, including they're going to show Evangelion 1.1.
Oh, Evangelion.
Evangelion, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. That was like, somebody, please.
I'm sorry. Sure.
I was going to be nice and let it slide.
I won't let that happen.
I'm sorry. Evangelion.
Oh, God.
That's enough.
You say it, then.
Evangelion, 1.1.
Evangelion, there we go. That one's going to be coming on Toonami on their birthday. It's going to be a movie night. I apologize again for butchering it. I'm not good with language. I'm from Oklahoma, where we speak redneck language.
Yeah, so am I. There's no excuse.
Damn it, you're right.
Even though I live in Orlando right now, it's like I was born there, so there's no excuse.
Touche. So, regardless, they're going to have some more new announcements and all that stuff, but that's just been this week's headlines and movies, video games,
yeah,
anime.
And not to mention that they made this wonderful announcement that One Piece is coming back to the...
Yeah. One Piece is coming back, but they don't know when they're going to bring it back. And they say it may take over the Tenchi time slot, and it may or may not be uncut, and they may or may not.
Here's my big problem with that, and I know you want to get to the EA thing real quick, but I got to get this off my chest. It's like, first of all, I'm kind of glad to bring it back, but at the same time, I think this is such a bad pun, but the quote-unquote ship has sailed for this, and so you will not find a bigger One Piece fan than me, because like, but my problem is like, you're going to put it on a midnight Saturday or a late night Saturday block where no one is going to watch it.
Well, they say there's going to be more announcements coming up to
okay.
a big. They have Tom 5 revealed in the new Absolution and all that
okay, but,
for Swim. And I think they're going to move it to a weekday slot. But
what are you basing that on, though?
Because they say they have a lot of announcements that they're going to have. I could be completely wrong, but
you're just guessing about that right now. The current Toonami block is from midnight to like 6 a.m., where right now they have like maybe one new thing they've been showing, and I don't even know, like they were showing like...
They've had a lot of, for the Toonami block itself, they've had a lot of new things shown. I mean, yeah, you got your Naruto and Bleach, but they have what's it called? Soul Reaper. They have
Soul Eater.
Yeah, Soul Eater.
I mean, I don't think it's that great of a show, but I mean, it's
well, they still have it. They had Samurai 7, which was really good, and then you know,
right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just, as I said, you know, it could happen. It may not. So, but I do agree.
A little mini rant on that is, it's like if you want to,
if you want to try...
You can't put One Piece buried at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. You need to show that thing... You need to make that the new Dragon Ball Z, show it 5 days a week. And what I mean is, like, get an exposure. Put it on at 5 o'clock every weekday, because you have... It's almost up to 600 episodes in Japan right now. You're gonna show one episode a week. It's gonna get buried. And it's gonna eventually get taken off again because no one's gonna watch it. Because if you do it that way, the fans of One Piece now are gonna be the same fans 10 years from now. You're not gonna get fans that way. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's great that you know Funimation has the license for it and they rescued it, but they need to start over from the beginning, from the new dub that they made, and just go from there and create a new fan base for it.
That's and the problem is though they only have so much to work with. I mean, but I agree with you. I mean, it's just like them wanting to do like Dragon Ball Z all over again, or doing Dragon Ball Z Kai.
No, Mike. What's so much to work with? What is that?
Well, and the episode length and trying to get people to watch it when it's on like a late time slot, unless it gets moved up and overcomes like the Naruto time slot or the Bleach time slot.
Here's a good idea. Just take off Naruto and Bleach, and problem solved.
Yeah,
I mean, I agree, but
it's like One Piece is far superior to both of those shows because I've watched all three. I gave Naruto a fair chance back a long time ago, and terrible pacing, very very mediocre characters with the exception of a few, and just like bad storytelling. Bleach started off fairly strong, but then just got really really weak over time and just totally lost its way. One Piece is long. I'll give you that, but damn, does it get better and better, and is it worth the investment?
Well, like Bleach, I mean, it got so bad and so long that the animation studio that was making it was like, no more. We're done with Bleach. We can't do this anymore. You're not going anywhere with it. Stop it. It should have died after they, you know, sealed away Aizen. That's it. They didn't do it. So it's like, why are you guys going to still show this? Read the manga. Just buy a book and just read it. Seriously.
I didn't get that far. I got a little... After the Soul Society arc when Rukia got rescued and everything, I tried watching past that even, and I just didn't care. I don't know what it was. It just...
It wasn't... It was boring, and then, like, when Aizen came in, it was, like, this, you know, awesome kind of, like, hey, I don't even care, because I'm going to kill God. And then it just went slow, it just slumped right back down, like, in the middle of that arc, and I was like, okay, if I see another filler, I'm going to kill somebody. That bad.
One Piece is honestly, managing filler, I can tell you that. They do a very good job of it. I mean, it has its share of filler, but it...
Oh, no, I mean, I'm not saying that One Piece is horrible. I've seen it. I love it. They just need to kill Naruto and Bleach. I mean, they're just running on. They're not doing anything. They're not going anywhere. It's time to kill them off and move on to something else. And I think One Piece would be perfect for it.
Yep, and I agree with you. So let's save that the rest of that for when Toonami we have that actual discussion. Yes, So let's move on to the EA. The burning of it. It's on fire.
Ooh.
Sean is making hot dogs at the EA building right now. Andrew is roasting s'mores and giving them to me. And Lexi is hearing, ooh, so I'm going to let her start. Go right ahead.
I am very angry at this. Like,
why are you angry?
And you have problems with your game. I do. It happens. But when you blame it on the development team and say it's their fault because they wanted it out, you know, really fast... That's when I go, okay, EA, you're kind of crossing the line here. I'm like two steps away of just saying, F your games, I don't want them. If it's got your name on it, I don't want it. I'm just going to bypass it. It's like you guys are the ones that are like, instead of pushing the game back, you want to push it out as fast as you can, and that's why you have the issues that you do, because you couldn't wait. You put all this stress on your development team and was like, you need to fix this. You need to fix it because we have this deadline. Yeah, they fixed it. But it wasn't the fix that they needed, because then something else went wrong. Now you can't fast forward or anything like that. Now they're all having all these issues, and everybody's going, why did I buy this game? Because you got EA'd. That's why.
Oh, yeah, everybody got EA'd. This is the two things that immediately came to my mind when all this happened. One was, this is just going to show, like, if Microsoft and Sony were even thinking about having their system to be online all the time to even play. Well, that's done. I think that's out of the picture now.
Well, no,
no
the
more
good
DRM.
News about that is Sony did announce that you don't have to. So,
yeah.
And I think it's because of this. They were like, oh, man, everybody really mad at EA. We shouldn't do that. No. And they kind of like, no, we're not doing that anymore.
And then the other one of it, too, is, you know, a week earlier, EA told its consumers, its customers and fans of its franchises to trust them with microtransactions. And we just discussed this a week ago. And when this happened, I kind of just go, I'm supposed to trust you with microtransactions when you do this? And then, of course, they're like, we'll give everybody a free game. And I'm like, yeah, Madden 1998 is not a free game. I'm sorry. Sorry, EA. Try again.
It's a fail.
It is such a fail. And I don't understand how people can defend EA anymore at this point at all.
I think is what it is they've bought so many of the beloved franchises that everybody can't let go. So that's why lots of them are standing behind EA going, be nice, because they just can't let EA go. And, I mean, I understand, but at the same time, EA, stop it. Just stop.
It's as we mentioned last week.
Wait.
When we were okay, go ahead.
I was saying there's a simple solution that I'll be more than happy to forgive EA for everything they've ever done, all the bad things. This is the time where they can repent if they do one simple thing, and it's a small request on my part. If they bring back Mutant League Football, I'll be more than happy to forgive them for everything they've ever done. I want that back in my life. I want Bones Jackson to be running the field, and I want to bribe the referee. I want to kill the referee. I want to plant landmines at the 50-yard line. I want
those would be scary landmines.
I want to literally maim my opponent with long bombs. And when I mean long bombs, I literally mean long bombs that explode if intercepted by the opponent. You know what I'm talking about now. And also Mutant League Hockey, bring that back too. Please. I will forgive everything. You can microtransaction me till the day I die. Just give me my Mutant League Football back, please.
Oh my God.
It's like it's like tied to a string and they're like pulling it out from you. Oh, almost got it.
They're fucking dicks a little while ago. They're talking about we could bring back Mutant League Football, but we're not gonna. This is what we could do, but we're not gonna do it. They did a whole press conference about it. It's like, well, we could do it, but we're not.
You know what I've realized? You know who EA has turned into because of the SimCity incident? They have turned into the Michael Bay of video games. They just know how to make something worse and make it even unspeakable. It makes me remind me of Patrick from SpongeBob when the giant Alaskan bullworm. We'll just move it and put it over here. Well, EA's solution, we'll just make it suck and make it more suck. How hard? Okay, this is the other thing I don't get. Okay, you are EA. You are Maxis. You are a big company. You understand a lot of people are going to be playing this game. How the hell do you not have enough server? Oh, we didn't predict that many. Yeah, no, I think you just failed. How do you not... rant over.
Okay, well, yeah. Look at the silver lining of all this in all seriousness. There's this big fear about, like, your game's not working unless they're connected to the internet. I hope this has taught the whole industry a lesson in that this is a bad, bad idea.
So, you know who I've been hearing the most from? That have been complaining about is, and I think you could attest for it, is all the military gamers that go overseas or have deployments. They're like, we can't play this, and even if it's online, if you have a shitty.
Well, no, because like, not everyone's going to be at a big base. They're going to be out. Some of these guys will be out at a fire base, which is like a little smaller, but they can bring their PS3 or Xbox with them, hook it up to a little podunk TV out there that they'll probably have because, it's not the worst. You're not in the worst conditions all the time, but, if you're in a decent area. If you literally can't plug in your game and play the campaign for Halo or Call of Duty or whatever, or Black Ops or whatever, you got to be connected to the internet. why? I want to play the single-player campaign. That doesn't require an internet connection. I'm just going to... No, got to be connected to the internet, son. I'm sorry. There'll be no killings.
All right, but then let's look at Blizzard, because Blizzard does the same thing. They had the same issues when Diablo 3 came out. Nobody freaked out about that, but then again, it's like Blizzard is freaking God, and I don't see how, because their games are nothing awesome. I don't see it. And it's just,
I think part of that is that Blizzard's built up their fan base so much with their...
And they're perpetually 13.
Yeah, there is that.
I
think Blizzard has the excuse of, yeah, they may sometimes release mediocre expansion packs.
Sometimes?
Well, in the sense of their base, actual game connectivity and all that hasn't really been an issue, or they haven't had any controversial things happen versus, like, EA where it's day zero DLC, on-disc DLC, microtransactions, ending companies when they don't have a blockbuster game the first time through, the server, DRM issues. It's just a long, 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 long list. And it's I always thought of it like Valve, where Valve took their time, and I'm not a Valve fanboy. I despise the Half-Life series.
What?
Hold on. Calm down. It's because he likes Halo. I've noticed that if you like Halo, you don't like the other one. It doesn't matter.
No. I do like Halo. I just said that, and I admit that.
You use the word despise. I said
I despise Half-Life. I don't say despise Valve. Let me clarify that. But
you
better
clarify this. I'm not a fanboy, Peter, but Valve fan over here.
I did play Half-Life 1, and I did play Half-Life 2, and I played the episodes. To my credit, so I'm not just blowing and going and saying, oh, it sucks, and have you played it? No, I'm just going to say, no, I have played it. But Half-Life 1 was really, really boring to me, and I've tried it on the PlayStation 2, and I tried it on the PC, and it was just, there was no really story to Half-Life 1.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to say this. Portal is one of my favorite series, so let's just calm this down.
Like I said, Half-Life I don't like. I'm not saying I don't like Portal. I love Portal. I love Team Fortress 2. I love Counter-Strike. It's just the series. I just don't like the Half-Life series. I think it's a boring series.
You can hear his head exploding from several states away.
I'm sorry to every Half-Life fan. I apologize. I'm allowed to hate it, and I know
you are entitled to your opinion, even if it is wrong.
My opinion sucks.
If it's not your cup of tea, fine. But to hate that game,
I think it's boring. I thought
right now that game's still to this day. Like, how old is it? I mean, I can't even.
It's only about 10 years.
Yeah.
Old.
Okay. Half-Life
1. No, I take that back. It's probably about
Half-Life 1 up against any of the garbage that comes out in 2013, 2012 on a regular basis, including Halo fucking 4.
I want to say, as to my credit, I do understand Halo has problems. I'm not saying it's the God series. No, the God series is reserved for Okami. So,
no, it's just you play as a god.
You gotta power up as a god. You can still die. So, like I said, it's just, regardless, Valve does things right. Switching this back and turning this car and truck around from the fire of Sean chasing me from Florida. Valve does things right. They had Steam. Steam does things right. EA just, it's like, oh, Valve did it this way, so we're gonna do it the opposite way. Named EA. So.
Hate Half-Life.
I know people who hate Arkham City, too, so I'm not one of them. I love Arkham City and Arkham Asylum. Do not even start that. Pure shock, apparently.
That was a real bombshell there.
God, you just, like, destroyed his world. It was horrible.
Apparently I did.
That was the sound of shattering glass.
Right? Right?
you're hosting a video game podcast, and the words uttered from your lips were,
I hate Half-Life.
Hey, I hate God of War, too, except for the first one.
Even Yahtzee...
God of War isn't a great game.
Here's how... Even Yahtzee loves Half-Life. Okay? And even Yahtzee, the guy who hates everything, loves Half-Life.
I despise Half-Life. I'm sorry.
Oh, there you get again with that word, despise. You are...
Well, I can say hate a lot, so...
Well, I guess... I think we're just going to have to move on from this,
okay,
actually.
Okay, Stan, there's a lot of jumping in that game. I will admit that. You got to do a lot of jumping. But good lord, man. I mean, I'm sorry if the first half hour of that game where you're immersed with your coworkers and drinking coffee and getting
immersed
in your world bored you.
Please, that was a good build-up, and I give it credit for that. I give it.
But where was the boring part, then? Please, enlighten.
Everything afterwards. I'm sorry, it's just like Kingdom Hearts for the first 8 hours of Kingdom Hearts 2, not 1,
don't
was boring, and I almost
compare Half-Life to that.
Well, I'm just saying, as a comparison, it was boring, and anything after that was just half a game, so. Let's switch back to EA and not hate on Josh with
let's
Valve.
Let's hate on EA.
Half-Life, yeah, let's hate on EA. I'm holding up a thumbs up sign, but let's hate on EA. So, what else with EA with the... SimCity burning. Do you see EA getting... I heard, though, a lawsuit's about to go through with EA. Of they're not letting people refund their money. I'm like, have fun with that. Okay. That sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Well, no, hold on now. I mean, in kind of their defense, I mean, we're not allowed to give refunds either, because with PC games, you know, kind of once you use it, that's it. I think people are going a bit too far with it, but that's what you get for kind of going out and buying a game right off the bat when it's EA.
Yeah.
On the flip side of it, though...
There has to be some indication that somebody is learning from this. Like, apparently EA is not going to learn from their mistakes because they keep making them, but hopefully maybe the consumers can learn not to trust them right away, or other game companies can learn to not do what they're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Maybe. I'd have hope. It won't ever happen because for some reason we are just cheap. They yeah. announce a game, we go out and buy it that week, and it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, Aliens is a good example. I mean, it sold all these copies, and then I got it back in as trade because it was a crap game. I mean, I even had a guy like, no, I'm getting this game new. And I'm like, sir, you do not understand. It is a bad game. And
I'm buying it.
We finally got him to buy the pre-owned copy, and he came in the next day when I was working and threw it on the counter and was like, you are absolutely right. I said, I don't tell you this to take your money. I tell you this for a reason.
Well, it's the same thing with, as you said, with the Aliens thing. It's just, they're like, we released two patches last week. Yeah, the damage is done. It's just kind of like EA offering the new game or whatever with the EA, the stuff with SimCity. The damage is already done.
Is there any word on
what
that new game is going to be?
No. They're not even going to tell you that. I'm like, oh, like I said, Madden 98, retro classics.
Hey, or retro's totally in right now, so I wouldn't doubt it.
Okay, then, Battlefield 3, but you have to pay online to play the multiplayer.
Yeah.
That would be an EA thing. You would be EA'd with that.
Oh, well, we already are. I mean, you already have to pay to play online, so...
Yeah, and, oh, online passes, too, so... But anything else, though, regarding SimCity, EA, not about me hating Half-Life, anything else?
Despise is what you said! Despise!
Let it go!
How
let it
just
go.
Despise it?
Let it go.
No, I will. You said despise. That's a word you save for Superman 64. That's what we talked about earlier. You're putting Gordon Freeman in the same category as you're.
He's at a loss for words.
Wrong with
yeah, he's glitched there. So.
Listen, I don't get it. Listen, I don't go fanboy or stupid over stupid inane crap all the time. I really don't. But my God, man, despise. Like, credibility has just, like, you know, a lot of people say Adam Sessler is losing credibility nowadays, but you!
Sean, I agreed with you with the Kinect. I will not agree with you with Half-Life. I'm sorry.
But you said despise.
Well, I do. Anyway,
perhaps someday we shall come back to Josh and his Half-Life opinions. For now, let's move on.
Listen, I can respect the fact that you have a love for Halo. Also,
no, and I told I want to clarify.
I can respect
you that
the fact that you have a love for first-person shooter Halo. I understand that, okay, but to say this isn't a game, this isn't like Doom or where it hasn't aged well, or the original Duke Nukem or Quake, or like, no, I'm not gonna say.
Hey, just if I'm gonna just keep saying games I hate Final Fantasy VII too. I despise that one too. So.
Well, I'm not gonna hate you for that. I mean, I
played that one too, and I think it's one of the worst games ever made.
Okay, well you're.
I put that below Half-Life.
You're wrong on what worst games worst games ever made. Come on, Josh. Really?
Yeah, really.
Games ever made.
Regardless. As Andrew said, let's move on, and we will come back to it at another time.
Let's go. It's one thing if you don't like if it's not your.
Regardless, Sean. Don't worry, Sean. When I bring you back on to worst games ever made. In our opinions, I will bring you back on, and you can fully rant at me, okay?
Listen, I understand if you hate the fan base it's created, because I have my own words for Final Fantasy geeks at anime cons that drive me nuts, but at the same... Worst game ever made?
Yep, so anyway, we're going to go to our final break, and when we come back, have final thoughts, and just go and look forward to the next week of podcasts and video games, so stay tuned. Return from our final break. So, outside of Sean being shocked,
despise.
What? Any final game thoughts happened this week? Outside of that, Sean, you are not allowed to say that. So,
I've learned that the way you interpret shit is just mind-boggling. It's the
anyway. Regardless. What about you, Lexi? What about you, Andrew? Anything?
What was the question? I'm sorry. I'm too busy laughing over here.
See, I'm not the only one it happens to.
Well, she's not playing with the cookie and eating the string, so she gets the exception. Plus, if she didn't, she'd kill me. So
yeah.
We've established this. So, but regardless, any final video game thoughts that came out? Anything on SimCity? Anything? From 2013, anything at all?
You're worse than EA, damn it.
That's some violent words.
Burn.
Them's fighting words.
See, now you know how I feel when you say you despise Half-Life. That's the level of sense it makes to me.
Like I said, I'll change the wording to dislike, if that helps you out. Maybe
you can't
anyway, regardless. Outside of that, and Sean about to explode, anything at all from any video game related thing at all?
No, I guess it's just kind of funny to watch Aliens kind of flop. I mean, I had a lot of high hopes for it, and it just like flopped pretty badly. So,
and it's still flopping.
It's
just
bad. Like I can't tell you how many times I've sold that game pre-owned, and they've come back in like an hour, going, "I don't know what you sold me, but it's junk." I'm glad that I can return this and get a game that's actually worth something. It's like, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I know a handful of people that. I don't.
Sean, you played Aliens. Come on. Admit
it. No. This is what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm not saying it's perfect by any means. It's definitely got its problems, but I think the major issue with it is that there was so much hype built up to it based on the publisher and who was releasing it, and then there was the strange release later. Oh well, we didn't really make the game ourselves. We outsourced it to other people, so therefore, if you thought you were getting Borderlands level of quality, you were well. Sorry,
crap. We got Shyamalan by Gearbox, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah.
So basically, yeah. At the yeah, end, yeah. if you here's the way
he got
EA'd. Here's my sense on this game. If you eventually, I say eventually, if you fix a lot of the bugs with the AI, it's an average game, and that's what it is.
Above or below 50?
No, it's average. There's not below or above. If you fix the AI and a lot of the terrible bugs it has, I mean, you obviously the graphics you can't fix, the story you can't fix. That ship has sailed. It's an average game. That's what it is. I mean,
not
but one. Let's be honest, folks. The Alien franchise has not really produced many. It hasn't really produced a great.
No, it hasn't. It's sad when the 2010 Aliens versus Predator was better. And that I played that one through, and that was rough. So, what about you, Andrew? Final thoughts? Anything?
Well, I'm going to pretend you didn't just remind me about Alien versus Predator. And. Yeah, I'm just going to say at this point, with everything that's happened recently, I see no reason to trust EA on any matter at all.
I'm screwed on that.
I would say I'm completely done with them right now.
Yeah.
As of now.
Same here. So
I don't have that luxury. I am forced to buy at least one game a year from them because I'm a college football nut and I need my college football game. So I have no choice in the matter.
Wait till 2014. Now, if anybody actually enters the market with football.
No one is going to make a college football video game. Like, it is way, it's not cost effective. No one is going to play catch up with EA. It's impossible.
Yeah.
No one's going
to. Yeah, I agree. So, with that said, that's the end of the fourth episode of our podcast. Join us next week, the week of March 19th, when we're joined by Elijah, Nick, Andrew again,
hi.
Huzzah, and Steven back from the taco stand or the border.
Finally.
If you want. As we talk about our winter wrap-up and what games we should be playing from the holiday season and just a couple other topics. But besides that, be sure to go to our new Facebook page, deadmanshandgamingcore.com/@Facebook or whatever. Just look it up. You'll find us. This podcast was brought to you by that, and that is where these podcasts will now be under. Be sure to play 90% of your games. Try to get 90% achievement or 90% of the actual game played because, you know, there's so many good games coming out, but once you go through them, you put them on your shelf and they just gather dust and never see it again. So give the games their love. Give them the $60 that you paid for it. Otherwise, you're just wasting your money. And besides that, this has been another episode of After Dark Podcast. I'm Josh, and we'll see you next time.
You're dead to me.